at 997 or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was an article.
He took the case off it and he put like a plastic milk carton on it. Had two water things coming off it. Well, it was running ice water through it. Chili?
There was an article I read that had a 486 DX33.
Okay.
They took it all out of the
an old school overclocker.
Put it into a bar fridge with
the liquid?
All sorts of like bottles of vodka and stuff like that in the bar freezer.
Okay.
And were able to overclock it to basically a 250 megahertz. And they were able to run.
That blows him away.
They were able to run half life for 3.5 minutes before it fried.
Oh, it fried. Let's see, that doesn't count to me. It's impressive that they got that high, but the fact that it fried.
But that was only because they were playing the game on it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Everything else that was stable, they were like, okay, fine, what the hell, we'll play a game on it, see what it can do. And then it's right after.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, man, wow.
So through the process, they thought, okay, fine, we'll try different things to try and keep it cool in the freezer.
Yeah.
And they ended up getting the...
I heard about something in the I don't remember what the
key was. The 40%+ vodka ended up being the best cooling for it.
Nice!
They tried beer and scotch and all the rest of it. Okay,
the Russians are sitting on a gold mine of cooling. No, I heard about people running it in alcohol, like the entire thing was submersed in alcohol or something inside a fish tank.
It wasn't submersed.
But I don't know what the
form. Mineral oil?
I saw that.
Yeah, I've heard of mineral oil. I've heard of distilled water. I've never heard of vodka.
Was it in the bottle?
Yeah, they were in
bottles.
Maybe it was mineral water.
Wouldn't it be ceramic?
Oh, yeah.
No, just suck the heat right out, or a metal?
No, that's what they use right now, is the metals to cool it.
Yeah.
The water surrounds everything. You get total
surface. Circulated.
If you could put on a liquid metal, then yeah. If you encase the motherboard in liquid metal,
No.
It starts out as it then it solidifies. It's got full contact. It's short circuit.
Yeah.
But it would cool off really well. Because no electricity.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't recognize the name, but
distilled water. Yeah, but you'd have to be careful about
something
any particles, because as soon as there's something floating,
Why do they have to have money? They have to already have their bills taken care of. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm like, they don't need money. They need $20 a month for the website, but that won't cut. That's not that much. How much?
It's considerably more than the average.
How much does a cell phone cost?
Like
how much does a cell phone cost?
My cell phone?
$30-$40 a month? $80 a month if you have all the nice features. $120 a month, some people pay. We're talking $20 for a website. It's not that much.
Especially businesses, hopefully. Well,
and not everybody in the world has your fucking access to your cell phone. Everybody in the world has access to your website.
You guys have to pay $20 a month to do that. It starts to become. You know, you're trying to get people to do this for you to help you out first.
That's what I said.
To make their own money, right?
Yeah,
we have to try to help them out. Getting them to pay for their own website is a good idea to help increase your customer base, yes, but I think it may be just trying to make it a point to get an advertising website for yourself out and get it to the point where we have enough leads with, like, hey, here, Phil, here's 50 phone numbers, let me know when you're
problem is it takes work to develop those websites.
Right. It does, but you know somebody who does SEO. Right, he does.
Yeah.
As long as you can get one website out there that will attract people.
Well, we have our one website out there that attracts a lot of attention. Well, not a lot of people out there have looked at it, but like the people that have looked at it, they love it. So.
Exactly. Well, with the website being itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah. It's fantastic. What you need to do is find a way to get people to look at it more.
Yeah, exactly.
Fill out that
agreed.
Information.
Agreed.
There's a group of us going, this fucking don't want to call it.
Yeah. And we have worked on the form here to help fill out the information, but we still have to link that into the website.
Well, I'll use the 10 and 10 rule.
By the way, on that note, I need flashback. We got no flash designer. I need flashback so I can fucking update this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that my plate isn't already full enough, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Dan, you want to become a flash coder? Make your job easy. We don't have many flash sites.
We'll get to you and
just
put...
Just give you the responsibility of handling anything flash.
What
come on, you're already a jack of all trades. Learn a new one.
You can do it.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Close brackets. Some writing in here. Open bracket.
You know it. You want to be flash?
I dabbled in HTML. I had fun when you could still use the blink command.
It's been a long time. That adds a cat picture and blinking text and all the rest of horrible, ugly shit that you can say, after fun, it'll change your site to...
It'll look like Iron Mountain Bull Master.
That's an old story. An interesting idea, and this guy's actually very, very rich now. I wish I could find the article on it, but he put out a website where you could pay him $10 for a piece of business hosting.
Yes, exactly. I saw
it. It was just pictures of a whole shitload of people on this big ass page.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Oh, yeah.
You need an idea like that.
Yeah. Somewhere that page is still accessible, by the way.
One of us has got to be running around, nail our heads when we wake up, and go, we're going to do that. Not like when you've all been drinking it. We're going to Mexico.
He charged $10 for people to add their photo?
And that page is still accessible.
It's a famous picture.
A lot of people go look at it. It's like biggestpicture.com or something stupid like that.
Pay the price per pixel.
Yeah.
It is.
Justin still on call, too?
He came in the chat.
Got you.
We're going to need to be
on here, remember? Yeah. He said, can we call? Because we'd have to call Steve.
Yeah.
I think you can put the output.
The Latin one? Really? Cool.
Nice.
I believe you.
How much?
Nice. 613. 695. 2788.
No, you're calling here.
So yeah. Hey, Steve. No, we don't have Vent anymore, so we've used Skype. So until you get that, though, we can just call you. We're trying to figure out some sales strategies here, Steve, and thinking about bringing on more agents, and we're gonna need some kind of leadership in the sales. And you're one of our top agents, so kind of bring you up to our level now again. I mean, you can stay on the line. Is that okay?
Yeah. I just won't be able to hear whatever else
comes. Right now, they're all outside of the room. We're just on a mic, so we can all we're all in the same room.
Right.
Yeah, so we're good. So anyways, here, I'll pass it off to Dan. I've been talking for a bit, so I'll catch up with him. By the way, hopefully next week I'll be seeing Star Trek. Anyone who hasn't seen it, I know you have, Steve, but Dan. You've seen it already, too? Fuck.